So you're listening to the sound of Deep House on Ministry of Sound Radio, and right now I've got Vice live on the phone. So hi Vice, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you doing?
Good,
well, I'm not
you.
Very well, I've got a bit of a cold, but I'm all good though, I'm all good.
Oh dear, so tell us, how did your alias Vice start and how's the journey been so far?
The journey's been great. I mean, I started, it was sort of around June, July last year, and we came up with this plan to kind of do something different. Obviously, I'd been working under a different name, like sort of producing tech house, and it just wasn't me. I was getting bored of it, and when I mean tech house, I mean like the kind of the old school tech house. And I just wanted to do something different, so I took a load of time out, and from October last year up until say February this year, I just got locked away in the studio and started making music that I love again, you know. And it was kind of like genres of like what I grew up with, you know, 80s funk and disco and an old school house sound and stuff, and just kind of put them together. And it's a real joy now, you know, actually going into the studio and not having any pressure over my back, sort of saying you've got to make this sort of style of music. It's great.
Yeah, making music that you love.
Absolutely, mate, absolutely.
Great. And your track My Sister was a huge seller on Beatport, a big track for many DJs. Were you kind of surprised by the sudden support for the record?
I was surprised. I wasn't expecting anything out of any of the tracks on the EP, and it was just fantastic that EP did so well, you know. And I wasn't really expecting it at all. It's funny because you make tracks sometimes and you think, okay, they're good, you know, I'll put them out and everything. Yeah. And then when you start getting like massive support on a record, you kind of play it at yourself and think, oh yeah, I can see why people like it. Do you know what I mean? And it's funny because it went in the top 10 and went up to like number 3 or whatever. And I started playing it out in the clubs and stuff. I was playing it sort of slightly before, but I think this sounds well good in a club, you know. So yeah.
It's only 6 months later when you realise, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, definitely.
And we've had Vice City Volume 1 and Volume 2 out on Tool Room Records. Can we expect Volume 3 in the new year?
Oh, absolutely. We're actually planning quite a few things for 2014. The Vice City Volume 3, I think we're looking at sort of a late July release with that. It might be like 2 or 3 tracks on the EP.
Right.
But beforehand, I've got a single coming out in January. Really, well, I think it's quite a big single myself. I've got a lovely vocal on top. And then we're going to do a few sort of things in between. And then after the Vice City Volume 3, we're going to be doing an album sort of October time.
Right.
I say we because, you know, there's like a team behind me. Sorry, it's just me by myself producing. But, you know, there's guys like, you know, that are behind me. So that's all good.
Yeah, great. And speaking of Tool Room, you're playing in the box tonight at Ministry of Sound Club for the Tool Room Nights event. Are you excited for that?
I am over the moon. When I got the news in from Tool Room saying like you're doing the box, I was like, that's just massive. It's a dream come true, you know. I played at Ministry under my other name a few years ago in the bar room. I actually played back in the day when the booth was in the middle, you know, when it was facing the bar.
Yep.
And I never got the chance to play in the box. And I was just like, I really want to play in there because the system is just amazing. So yeah, I'm so excited. There's a load of us going down as well, so it's going to be a good night.
Great, definitely should be a good night. Remember, you can listen to that live on Ministry of Sound Radio here tonight from 11 p.m. Just moving on to your mix, what can we expect to hear in the next hour?
There's a few new bits in there. I've just recently remixed Green Velvet Robot, and also there's an exclusive remix from Pleasurecraft, from myself, that I've remixed Pleasurecraft, and that's coming out in late June. And a few other little sort of exclusives for myself and other people. So yeah, it's gonna be good stuff.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. So right now you're listening to the sound of Deep House, and we're going into the mix with Vice. Unable to cry. I was raised by robots. That's the reason why. We'll be right back.
got to feeling that peace, but wanna do my due. Got me feeling joy till my green sky blue. And when you hear a cup, baby doll, I know you. It's like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. It got to feeling that peace, but wanna do my due. Got like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. It got to feeling that peace, but wanna do my due. Got like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. It got to like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. It got to like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. Like the way the join.
Sometimes in a lifetime, people. Keep your radios tuned to the dial. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about it. All right, fellas, kick it live.
Trust me. Embassy rap. and the moon stare. Beat put the dab. 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 Dab dab. Beat put the beat put the beat dab. Beat put the dab. Dab. Beat put the beat put the dab. Beat put the dab. Beat put the beat put the dab. Dab. Beat put the dab. Beat put the beat put the dab. Dab. Beat put the dab. Beat put the beat put the dab. Dab. Chicago.
Chicago, New York. Share is spiritual, and we'll make it work.